Run for your lives! Anime fans being complete idiots. Wait, that isn't news. Golgo 13 gets hacked for the greater good. And Tetsuo the Iron Man's going to comic?
Yarimakuruta!
All that and serious moon power in this week's Friday Ace. Welcome to this week's episode of Friday Ace, and as usual, I'm your navigator, Mike Dent. Last episode was our 30th, and I don't remember the exact master list of podcasting milestones, but I think the 30th episode's gotta be up there, right? So thanks to each and every valiant listener out there, here we are at 31. Here's hoping we can make it to 101. And then just one more bit of housekeeping. Details regarding the status of the Friday Ace Upgrade Fund. For those who don't know, it's a fundraising effort I set up 2 episodes back to help me get a new laptop, since the one that I'm using right now to edit the show is kind of on the way out. And also because I'm sort of in financial dire straits with school and also helping my family out in the wake of my dad's surgery. Set up a donation button so people could chip in if they wanted to. Unfortunately, the Otaku USA website just was clashing with it, and it was sending people right back to the homepage or not even going right to PayPal. We figured out what the problem is, the reason why, but we now have to wait for tech support to get on it, and that could take some time. If you do wish to chip in while this is all being sorted out, shoot me an email at fridayace.ousa@gmail.com, and I can give you the details on how you can do it. The reason I'm doing this is because I use a separate email account for PayPal, and I don't really want to reveal that one on the site because it's already been hacked into once. So with that out of the way, let's jump right into it. Wow, I got left out of the loop for this one. Good news! It looks like the 1990s Gamera movies are being licensed rescued from the ashes of ADV and are going to Blu-ray. The bad news, it's only the first 2 movies, bare bones release, and it's coming from Mill Creek Entertainment. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm all for Mill Creek's recent resurrections of the BCI Eclipse trifecta of Ultraman, Iron King, and Red Baron, with a special appearance by Fight Dragon, but the presentation's always been lacking for their releases. Case in point, the Ultraman re-release, which is really just a clamshell with all the discs in little envelopes. All the same, the first 2 Gamera movies are coming to Blu-ray this week. While we're waiting for King of Fighters 13 to come out and atone for its predecessor's sins, SNK Playmore has announced that King of Fighters 2002 Unlimited Match is set to be released on Xbox Live Arcade. In addition to 66 playable characters, the ported Xbox Live Arcade version will have online matches and updated graphics and background music. For some screenshots and a video of the build in action, hit up the show notes for this episode over at otakuusamagazine.com. King of Fighters 2002 Unlimited Match will be hitting the marketplace on November 3rd. Another bunch of idiots ruined it for the American anime fandom at large again by leaking the second episode of My Little Sister Can't Be This Cute, aka Oreimo, before the start of the scheduled simulcast on Anime News Network. Anime fans, shooting ourselves in the foot since 2001. So, remember that Another Century's episode game that I was totally stoked about? You know, that real-time third-person mech simulator where you're playing as some famous anime robots and basically kicking ass? Well, according to Famitsu, it looks like we're getting another Ace game this year, in the form of Another Century's episode, P, which I can totally assure you it does not stand for pool. portable. The game looks to be reusing units from previous installments, such as those from Aura Battler, Dumbine, and Gundam Wing Endless Waltz, in addition to some that were recently featured in Ace R's, like Code Geass R2. However, to make this worth your money, Ace P will be featuring a couple of exclusives, such as units from Gundam 00, and get this, VS Knight Lumune and 40 Fire. Obscure. Ace P will also be bringing back multiplayer modes, a much-missed feature in Ace R, in the form of three-player co-op campaigns. Whether or not this will lead into proper versus mode is yet to be seen, but for now, another Century's Episode Portable is slated for a January 13th release next year. God, I want a PSP. Speaking of robots, AIC has promised a slew of new animated shorts! Revealed in the pages of Ultima Anime Magazine, the studio responsible for classics like Bubblegum Crisis and Godonar is primed to release a series of shorts throughout the year, one of which has been promised to be a mech-related work. I'm just hoping they can regain some of their past glory with these, because, let's be honest, having a hand in My Little Sister Can't Be This Cute, it ain't surpassing Megazone 2-3 anytime soon. And lastly, get ready for this one, folks. Tetsuo the Iron Man is getting a manga adaptation. Okay, there's no need to get your ears syringed, folks. Shinya Tsukamoto is adapting his classic film series into manga form with the help of artist Akira Fukuya. According to Tokyo Graph, the manga will not only be adapting the first movie, Tetsuo the Iron Man, but also the second film, Tetsuo 2 Body Hammer, the second of which Akira Fukuya actually worked on. Apparently, after 20 years of turning down offers, Tsukamoto's finally decided to take this thing on himself, and based on the first glimpse of it, the manga's looking to be one hell of a thing. No word on the publication date of the Tetsuo manga, only that it'll be running in the pages of Monthly Comic Beam. But given that this is happening close to the impending DVD release of the third Tetsuo film, Tetsuo the Bullet Man, I'm sure more details will surface soon enough. Meanwhile, if you'll excuse me, I'm just gonna be in the corner foaming at the mouth. I'm going to give you the top three Japanese music singles from this past week's Oricon ranking, the one single out of the whole top 30 that deserves your attention, and the one release, whether it was a single or an album, that you probably should have thrown money at this week. Speaking of which, I'll have links to everything I'll be playing in the show notes for your convenience. And I apologize for that outburst. So let's kick things off with this week's top three, starting with... Cosmetic by Sid. At number two, it's Kimi ni Tōke by Flumpool. One single in Japan this week. She's done it again. L by Ayumi Hamasaki. Here's the one that I feel you should really care about. It's Mahou no Kotoba by Shinsuke Kiyokiba. Lisa. also the one you should have bought this week. It's the latest from Ken Hinai, and also serving as his 15th anniversary single, Sing Forever.
Sing, sing, sing forever.
And now it's time I feel we should move on. Here comes the watch list. And now, some interesting things from this past week that you might want to look into. We call it the watch list. The music video for World Order's Mindshift, qualifying as the tangent of the week, the first glimpse of the Ox King in the forthcoming badass-looking Monkey King adaptation. The other reason why you should care? Cheyenne Fat's in it. Via Tiny Cartridge, a look at a hack for GoGo 13 Top Secret episode for the NES that isn't exactly work safe. The entire run of the rare indie tokusatsu series Sailor Fight. Japan Probe with a look at a fake Ferrari motorcycle. The trailer for Paranormal Activity 2 Tokyo Night. The multiplayer preview for Sonic Colors. The first proper trailer for Kamen Rider O's and double featuring Skull, movie Tyson Core. And the first trailer for the next flick from Sushi Typhoon, Hell Driver. And unless there's anything I forgot, that's it for this week's Friday Ace. Thanks for tuning in to this week's show. If you like what you hear and you want to send comments, questions, feedback, or tips for stories during the week, drop me a line over at fridayace.ousa@gmail.com. And if you want to be BFS with us, well, here's how you do it. 1. You follow Otaku USA on Twitter over at twitter.com/otaku_USA. 2. Plug the show on any social media network you can think of. Twitter, Facebook, even Friendster if you have to. And or 3. Buy the latest issue of Otaku USA wherever fine publications are sold. And there's a new issue out right now, so there you go. That's all the motivation you need. But until the next, I'm Mike Dent, and here's a very serious message.
In 1969, the first man stepped on the moon, and history was made. Now, get ready to make history again. Blast off with the most powerful series in 25 years, Sailor Moon. Sailor Moon is the biggest sales and merchandising phenomenon ever in Japan. Bigger than Power Rangers and Turtles combined. We're talking serious moon power.
Oh, the 90s. See you next Ace. Ace is published under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license. For more information, please visit creativecommons.org.